Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's just coming up to 5:30 here on Radio 1.
Radio 1 News.
With Paddy O'Byrne reporting.
In Rhodesia, there are reports that the governor, Lord Soames, has banned a leading member of Robert Mugabe's ZANU Patriotic Front Party from active campaigning in the elections. Earlier, Mr. Mugabe had warned that if there were any restriction on his party's election plans, they would no longer feel committed to the ceasefire agreement. As he left the election rally, Mr. Mugabe's car was involved in a landmine ambush. The mine, thought to weigh about 80 pounds, was exploded by remote control. Mr. Mugabe was unhurt. At home, workers at one of the largest private steel firms, Hadfields in Sheffield, have voted overwhelmingly to go back to work tomorrow. At a mass meeting today, they decided to ignore the Iron and Steel Trades Confederation instruction to support the pay dispute with British Steel. A search party in the Scottish Highlands has recovered the body of a 19-year-old climber who fell to his death near Loch Laggan in Invernessshire. He's been named as Nicholas Roberts from Bramhall near Stockport. People on the Isle of Wight have been warned to stay away from canisters of deadly chemicals being washed ashore on the island's beaches. Experts say they're highly dangerous and could kill. The canisters come from a ship which sank last November. And that's the news approaching 5:31.
AircheckDownloads.com.